Shalmi Brachos Daf Mem Dalet. So Gemara, we ended yesterday with the Gemara brought to Machlokes of Yudin Rabbanon, Nogea to dashing of the Pasik, and the Gemara said the time of the Rabbanon who say that that you have until the sixth hour, the Kavan Tamei, which therefore the Tefillah Shachris is until the sixth hour, is based upon Shnayim Leyom. And the Mela, Gemara says, therefore you divide it the day into two, 12 hours, it's 6 hours in the day. And Moab was the time of Yehuda, and the Shnayim Leyom is for something else. That's how we ended the Gemara yesterday, is Kova Leyom. The obligation of the day, that there are two different karbanos of the carbon tamid of the day, and therefore, that's what the Lashon of Shnayim Leyom. So the Gemara here on top of Mem Dalid discusses several other options of drushes that the Gemara has for what the Shnayim Leyom could mean. And the Gemara gets very briefly mentions them. Shnayim Leyom is Shnei Pakalitin Layom. Two different Pakalitin is those like an advocate, those who, since every carbon is to work as a the machaper on the sins of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, you have two per day. You have the two carbonus, the two carbon tamids are per day. And the, as the Haredim says, Kedama B'Medrash, Lo Lan Adam Yushalayim Yadav Avad, a person can't be in Yushalayim, and it should have a sin. So David Tamashak Machapa Levon Shemachalak Alay Lada Boker. Any sins that a person did at night till the morning, the Korban Tamid is Machaper. It's a parkalitan. It's an advocate. It removes that chet. And the Beshaben Abayim Mechaper Aboker Erev. It goes the other way around, the next 12 hours. So therefore, each one, Shnaim Layom, it's two advocates to bring to Truba, to bring forgiveness. For each person on the day. So that's Shnayim Leyom. Next Shnayim Leyom, Shechidas L'Shem Hayom. They should be Shechted L'Shem Hayom for that day, which means Lafuke Wat says the Charedim Lafuke Lizrog Dama L'Machar Hakdimu L'Machar Davi Pigel. In other words, you can't go ahead and Shecht it and then use the to sprinkle the Dam or they burn the fats, etc. the next day. That's not good. That's Pigel. Has to be on their stage. So therefore, Shnayim Leyom means they can toss on the Shem Hayom. They have to be for today, and everything has to be done for today, not for tomorrow. Shnayim Leyom, the third explanation, Shnayim Leyom, that the Shechita should be Keneged Hayom, is Keneged, the towards opposite the day. What does it mean opposite the day is? So we were talking about, we'll see in the Mishnah, Mishnah Maseches Tamid, that it has to be done in the day under the sun, not in the shade, not when it's darkened. Is Charedim says Neged Hayom means Neged Hashemesh. So Rashi explains in Maseches Tamid, and therefore it has to be where you're doing it in front in the sun in the sunlight rather than in the shade. So the Gemara says, therefore, the Mishnah explains even how it's done. Mishnah in Talmud. How did the Talmud listen? Learn the Mishnah. Talmud Shashaga Nishkal Karen my Rebbe Svinus. The Talmud in the morning was shechted on the northwest corner, Al Tabashni, on the second rings away from Mizbeach. Kineged Hayom. What does that mean? It means you put it in a way on the side, in the second ring, because the first ring would be the walls would provide some kind of shade over it. And therefore, we want it to be where it's in the sun. So we use the second ring, Kineged the sun. And the same thing, Shabbat Aboyim, the one that the Tamid Tamid that you did in the afternoon, Nishkal Karen Svanas Mizrachim, on the northeast corner. Same idea, same idea. The sun now moves. The sun is facing on the other side. So maybe the same thing, you move the, where you put the tabas, the rings that hold the animal in place when you do the shechita, so the animals don't kick. It holds it in place, the tabas, with 24 tabos, connected to Mishmaris HaKahuna, and therefore they would be able to put it on such a way that it would be connected the yom, it's connected the shemesh, under the sun and not under any coverage or any providing any shade or shadow from the walls. The final ones we should day or the ezemim nishkat b'shachris ezem nishkat aboy. The Charedim learns this as another way to explain Shnayim Leyom, which means that two of the day means you have to make sure that you identify which ones is for the morning, which ones for the evening. You can't go ahead and mix them together. And not just because even later the Ivarim, the dam, it all should be set aside separately. That this is the morning carbon, this is the carbon shatamit. All the Ivarim and all the dam, everything has to be done separately. Should I mix and make a shnayim layom? It should be one shakras and one mincha. The Pnei Moshe learns a little differently. He learns that it's going on the line before, but this is the way the Charedim learn, and it seems that's the way the Samari Folder learns, others of the Achronim on the page seem to learn the same way, that it's another aspect to it of Foka, another Shnayim Layom Drasha, that it should be make sure that they keep separate, that they don't mix together. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tfilas HaMincha. Mishnah said that the Tfilas Mincha has to, you could do it until the evening. So after we finished the idea of Shachris, now the evening, you could, Mincha could go till the evening. Abchia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan had a Shaila, Tfilas Mincha, Tfilas Musaf, Tfilas Mincha Kodemes. He asked the question, what happens if you have Mincha to daven and Musaf to daven? Which one would you daven first? And we'll see later, we'll talk about whether you have only time for one. Right, the Gemara is going to clarify that in a moment. But right now you have two things. You have Zman Musaf and you have Zman Mincha. Which one should you do first? Tefillas Mincha Kodemes. Tefillas Mincha comes first. Why does Tefillas Mincha come first? Because the rule is Tadir Kodem, Shteinu Tadir Kodem. It's a Tosfos. It's a Braisa, Meshe Dira. Afisha Shazmana says the Charedim Ucher in Mechalim Sheshachas Lailer. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, of course, you know, Tadir's a rule, is a Shas rule. But the difference is, here maybe you would think that Musaf should come first because the Zman of Chiyav of Musaf comes right after Shachris. If you daven Shachris at Nates, right after you finish Shachris comes the obligation to daven Musaf. Mincha doesn't happen until after, until it's already Mincha Gedola, until later in the day. So you would think that maybe if you have to daven, which one should you daven? Davka daven Musaf first because the Chiyav came first. And that's the mitzvah b'yad al-tach mitzena. So you might say, no, even though that may be true, but to Tadir Shein Tadir Kodem is an overwhelming rule, and the Meila therefore Mincha comes first because it's Tadir more than Musaf. Musaf is done once a week on Shabbos. Mincha is done every day, and therefore it's Kodemus. Therefore it comes first, and that's the halakha of the Olam. It always comes first for that reason of Tadir Shein Tadir Tadir Kodem. So the Gemara says, one wants to know, is this, you know, how do we define this halakha? So Gemara says, "Avim biyim emash any other mitzvah without minyan." The Chachamim wanted to explain Rav Yochanan's halacha as only where you have time to daven both, and then we say, "So okay, both." Yeah, and then of course mincha comes first. Avim yeshav melazim nispalo shneiem tefilas musaf kodemes. But the Chayyur, the Gemara says, if you only have time to daven one, the musaf comes first. I told the shein, told the kolam. Why should it come first? Why would musaf come first? So we would say the svara would be that Musaf comes first because, again, the Chiyav came first. So when you have time for both, the Tadir and Tadir overrules the fact that the Zman Musaf came first. But if you only have time for one, you can't do both, then Musaf comes first because it's the Zman is first because and therefore the Chiyav of Musaf comes first. That should come first. So the Gemara says, this seems to be the halacha that they interpret of Yochanan's halacha. However, we see that not everyone agrees. Rav Zeir, Rav Shem HaYoichanan, said, I feel Yashem Shoti is following him, even if there's time for both. Because Michal Gedemis, Michal comes first. Rav Nassim, Tuvi Yashem HaYoichanan, I feel Yashem Shoti is following Shneyam, Tuvi's Michal Gedemis. So in other words, the Gedemis, these are what I'm saying, that even if there is enough time for both. In other words, you would think that if there's only time for one, daven mincha. But if there's time for both, you should daven musaf because the Zman Musaf came first. They said, no, the interpretation is that Tfilas Mincha Kodemis, even if you have time, to daven both. So the Gemara says, Vatani, we learned in a Braisa, Hikdim, Tfilas Mincha, or Tfilas Musafim. If one ahead of daven mincha before Tfilas Musafim, if you did it, Yotze, Yotze. Now, if you talk at mincha before, you Yotze. The She'avar. So the fact is telling you after the fact, if you already did it, Matchila lo bada, Mashmedet Matchila, you shouldn't do it. It shouldn't be done this way. How could you say it if you have both of them, think you have time for both of them? The Lachan of Yochanan should be Tfilas Mincha Kodemes. The Mishnah's Mashmedet said didn't be the Evet. But the Katchila, you should not do it that way. You should follow the Din of Musa first. So the Chayyur of the Mishnah seems to be, the Lashon of the Mishnah itself seems to be Akasha Keneged Rav Yochanan, the way you interpret Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says, Plus lo bishlo yigiz man Tfila. No, Rav Yochanan would talk about a situation when it didn't yet happen. His Natzman Tefillah Mincha didn't happen yet. So then the Shah is like this. Now, when you want to go daven, you daven Shachris, now you have a Chiyav Musaf, Mincha, this mind of starting Mincha doesn't happen till later. So then you daven Musaf first. because the halacha is that even though Tosh Shem Tarkot, it's not the Zman Musa Mincha yet. However, I quite you could have Mincha Lady, Mincha Katana, you have a lot of time. But Meila, the Iker Tvila Mincha's Katana, Meila, even though now it's Mincha Gedolah Zman, Musaf should come first, because the Chiyav of Mincha, the Iker Chiyav Mincha is Mincha Gedolah, I'm sorry, it's Mincha Katana, and not Mincha Gedolah, and therefore, now Musaf should come first. So the Chayra, the Gemara says, that's what Yerkan kind of told us, not a steer to the Mishnah. The Shaila is this something that everyone accepts? The Gemara says, Kahada. We have a Maisa to show you that this is Takada Halakha. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi Mefakel Talmidim. He gave instructions to his Talmidim, Ein Lahavin Lechon Ariston. If you have to go to a party, to a Simcha, Charedim says Suda Gedola, Benesuin, or Erisin, or Brismila, you have to go to a Suda. And we had a Lashon in the Mishnah, Mesechta Shabbos. If you're a Levi, said Mishnah, that you can't suddenly collect all some of the Mekash Yispala. You can't start a Suda before some of the mincha. It doesn't mean even that there's a chi of mincha, pashut, you can't do it. You have a chi of mincha. But even before, you have a half an hour before there's my mincha. And the su gedola, some of the mincha gedola. You want to start lunch, and mincha gedola is in a half an hour. You can't start a su gedola in a half an hour to this man because we're afraid that you'll be mamshek the suda, and then you'll fall asleep, and you drink too much, and get tired, and you'll fall asleep, and you'll miss this man mincha. So you have to stop even half an hour before. So the Gemara says, see, he told him, don't start the Suda. If you have to go to a Suda, Mata Yurimilashis Shon at the low Tiskan Laristan. And the day is already 6 hours in a day. It's already after Katzos. And now you have to go into the Suda. Now you're first going in to the Chasana, to the engagement party. The Lacha says, Tavon Mitzalon, the Minchosa at the low Tiskan. You should dive a Mincha now before you go in. Before you go in, you should dive a Mincha. And the, because night, again, the same idea. We're afraid that you're going to forget. And with if we want you to go ahead and do so now. That was what that's the advice he gave them. You should go and start now. So in Meila, so therefore it's only been the evidence that if you went ahead and you dive in Mincha, Musaf, Mincha first, Musaf then in your Yotze. But Be'ekar Adin, you should dive in Musaf and Mincha not till later, because Man is Man Mincha Katana. And if you should go ahead later, that's why you advise them to don't have the Suda. So there's the Haredim. He told him, "Lav davka miyadi yam tero chatzis shav yispalu uzman mincha gedola musov sheishos lemechson lemalo." Don't go. You don't have to wait. No, don't go into the suda now. You have a chasen to go to. It's be half an hour before the zman of mincha gedola. Don't dive in. Don't go in yet. Don't start the suda. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, you have to go first. Go ahead and dive in mincha. Wait the half an hour. Wait to the zman, and then you can go and have the suda. That's what he told them would be the correct zman. Interesting halacha. The Gemara is here, mashma, that the sugya of the Iker Mincha is the Mincha Katana. And we know that many, many people are Nizarim, the Nizar, Faker, to Godavka, to have the Mincha Gedola. And so if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, it brought down the halacha is that Iker says the Mincha Gedola is only Mutav as Makam Tzairach, because you should rather have Mincha Katana. However, you see the Rishonim and the Beis Yosef, the Malka, many of the Noisei Kalev say that no, that a person Mincha Gedola you can daven, even if you don't have a need, even if it's not a tzairach, you can do so. And Halakha L'maaseh, Mr. Mishmur brings down, and look at others, Yerach HaShulchan, and the other ones that today we hold, many people are Fakert, L'katchila, the Makpah to daven Mincha Gedola. And for the reason is because people have lunch and they want to make sure that you have mikdol before you start lunch. Because the shadows where that's considered too, they'll be mamshik. Even if you have it's a summer day and you have so many hours until mikha katana, those who are yari shemayim are medaktiki and dafka to dava mikha gedol, even though from the sugi of the Yerushalmi, seems clearly that the ikar zman is the ikar mincha is the mikha katana. Is the mikha katana. So that's a shy. Now, halacha l'maisa, that the what do we do if you're davening again? If you have time, you daven mincha katana. There's time for both. Which one should you do? So the Gemara says that the machlekes achrayim, many of the achrayim hold we stick to the lashon of the Yerushalmi that you always do mincha first. However, many of the halachos say no, you should do musaf first. Many of the achrayim, why? Magen Avraham and many others. What's the reason why? Because there's another aspect which the Gemara didn't say that Musaf has over Mincha. Because Musaf, if you miss the Zman, there's no Tashlumin. You can never make up Musaf. Mincha, there's always Tashlumin. If a person didn't have Mincha, in a place you couldn't have in, you could do Meirav twice and Tashlumin on Mincha. So Mela, that's a Chasarin, El Yuchal Isakin. And therefore, they're so not going to say that. Therefore, Musar should come first, because you can be able to misaki that tefillah. You can never be misaki that tefillah's Musar. Is this halacha l'maaseh or not? It seems from our Gemara that's not even a cheshbon. From Yerushalmi, surely that's not a cheshbon, and we hold that mincha comes before. And yet, from the Bavli, the sugya name of the Bavli, with mashmit, there is a svara, and then Musaf does come first. And again, this is something at halacha l'maaseh, in a place where people were davening, you go to a place, the Qasidim, Qasidus Shiblok, where they start very late, and they get daven late, and time they finish chakras, could already be Samach Lizman, especially if it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, of course, even more. Then you have a Shiloh, what should you do first? Musaf HaMincha, that there is clearly to make sure, to try the best to make sure that it's before the Zman of Mincha Katana, so that you'll be able to go ahead and daven Musa first without getting into the Shiloh of the Pesach of Yerushalmi that Mincha should be Kodemus. Mishnah is Erev Ma Plag Mincha. A person, Yudah says, you don't have till the Erev, you have until Plag Mincha. What's Plag Mincha? The one wants to know. Kama Plag, what's this man of Plag Mincha? Achas Esrei Shos Chasu Revi. It's 11 hours minus 15 minutes, a quarter of an hour, which means 10 and three-quarter hours. When it says, therefore, what happens? Mincha Katana, you start Mincha Katana, and you have to finish by Plag HaMincha. That is the amount of time that a person should, according to Rav Yehuda, that a person should, this man of Mincha, we do not pass like Rav Yehuda, we pass until the evening, but Lamaisa, this is the loka, that the people were mocked, but the daven before that, to be able to be Yotze, the Chaladeos of Yehuda and the Chacham, and the Tanakama. Tana Tanakama, we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Pesachim, Tomei Nishchaz, which one of the Mechsa. The Kamen Tomei, you shechted on the 8.5 hours of the day. The Karab, and it's brought up, it's burnt, in 9.5 hours. Erev Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, Nishchaz, the Shevet Mechsa, you shechted on the 7.5 hours a day, the Karab, the Shmona Mechsa, and you bring it up on the eight and a half hours. The Mechol Meshach, whether it's Shabbos or Choril or Shabbos, which is again a Chiddush, because Lamaisa, what's the cheshbon? Because Lamaisa, you have to bring the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach is brought up after the Korban Tumah. So if, therefore, you bring it up at that time, an hour earlier, to make sure that you're able to go ahead and have the Korban Pesach brought before the end of the day, has to be brought up an Erev Pesach. So therefore, an Erev Pesach, even if it comes out on Shabbos, it's doicha. Why? Because we know that the Korban Pesach is doicha Shabbos, the whole sugi in Maseches Pesachim. So therefore, we make sure that it's shechted before that particular time. Here in the Brisa, you take Mincha should be 2.5 hours. But in Pesachim, it says you have 3.5 hours. So here we're making it a smaller. The amount of Yudah's Man of beginning of Mincha till the end by Plag of Mincha is only 2.5 hours. And the time over there in Maseches Pesachim, it's 3.5 hours. So we see what Mice is over there. Why is it over there? Why is it different? So Mar says, Yaisi, no, Huksha Tvila's Mincha, Otamach Ben Abayim. Mincha is not doimel the tomid ben aboyim, only the gabi ketores, only the gabi the ketores, which means not the hakrovas hakarbon, but the burning of the ketores. That is what the when you burn the ketores in the mizbeach, that is when we talk about the zman mincha. So don't confuse it that the zman mincha is totally in the hakrovas tomid, but rather it's totally in the bringing of the ketores. Burning of the Ketores. Where do we see my Tom? Where do we get it from? What's the basis? Tikon tifilasi Ketores lefanecha masas kapay minchas orev. Very famous pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says that my tefillah should be like Ketores for you. Tikon tefillah Ketores lefanecha. My tefillah should be like the Ketores because he had no base in Mikdash. Masas kapay minchas orev. And you lift my hand, it should be like my tefillah's mincha, should be as if I'm not being makriv the Korban Tumah Bein HaBayim, that's how you should accept it, with the Ketores. Tzeisha Akas LeYisuko, take over 1 hour for the Avodah of the Korban. And it will take 1 hour, the time that you shackle until you bring the Ketores, Hadavid Mikha Shtejos HaMechsa, therefore Mincha becomes 2.5 hours. Yes, we have this man of 3.5 hours in Pesachim, but that's not telling you, mistake it, it's not this man of that grub, it's this man of the Ketores. So really, you take that hour off, you still have it back to that, your 2.5 hours is this man, like we said in the Braisa, is this man Mincha, according to Rav Yehuda, from the beginning point of Mincha Katana to the Plaga Mincha, that is the time of the Tefillah's Mincha, according to the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Again, we pass like the Tanakama, that the tefillah's mincha starts from mincha gedola and it continues ad erev until the evening, until shkia time, an hour and a quarter after the zman of plag mincha of Rav Yehuda. We'll stop over here where the Gemara is going to discuss the different zmanim, how they will medakdek the daven mincha in a particular zman.